That makes me proud to be a Missourian.
Welcome to KBIA's Talking Politics. I'm Ryan Famuliner.
Because the people of the Show Me State know how to work together. And once our minds are made up, nothing can stop us.
Democratic Missouri Governor Jay Nixon delivered his State of the State speech last night to a legislature that this year, again, has enough Republican members that if they all vote together, they won't even need his signature to alter the state's laws.
And the question before us is a narrow one. Will we bring the tax dollars that Missourians send to Washington back home to strengthen our Medicaid system here in Missouri?
Coming up later in the show, we'll dive even deeper into that issue of Medicaid expansion, an ongoing debate that's been solidified as a major issue this legislative session. Nixon, of course, discussed a number of other issues in his speech. The governor pitched a nearly $26 billion budget, including spending increases for K-12 schools and higher education. Marshall Griffin takes a closer look at the governor's speech and his proposed spending plan for next year.
Governor Nixon has been criticized over the past 2 years for cuts to Missouri's universities and colleges, including a $9 million cut last year. But this year's about-face is based on positive estimates of the state's revenue growth. Nixon told lawmakers he wants to increase education spending by $150 million.
That's $17 million more for early childhood education. That's $34 million more for higher education. And that's $100 million more for our K-12 classrooms.
The $34 million increase to higher education would also come with some conditions. Nixon endorsed tying funding to performance standards, including increased student retention and graduation rates. The governor spent nearly 8 minutes talking about Medicaid. As expected, he called for expanding Medicaid to an additional 300,000 Missourians, 259,000 in the next fiscal year and the rest in the coming years.
Will we let the tax dollars that Missourians send to Washington be spent in other states instead?
Democratic lawmakers gave him several standing ovations during the Medicaid portion of the address, while the GOP majority mostly remained quiet, save for a few groans and chuckles. Nixon acknowledged their skepticism.
Now, I know there are some who have voiced concern that Washington will not live up to its commitment. Let me address that directly. I support including a provision that rolls back the Medicaid expansion if Washington doesn't honor its financial commitment.
But even that revelation didn't mollify the GOP's opposition to the governor's Medicaid expansion plans. House Speaker Tim Jones delivered the Republican response immediately after the governor's address.
We have a governor and a federal government that believes bigger government is the answer. They want to take us down a fiscally irresponsible path that will saddle future generations of Missourians with a bill they cannot afford. It's a path Republicans will not follow.
On the topic of ethics reform, Governor Nixon in recent years has called on Republican lawmakers to join Democrats in restoring campaign contribution limits, a call that's gone unanswered each year. This time, he took a hardline approach.
If the legislature does not send a campaign contribution limit bill to my desk, I will do everything within my power to get it on the ballot and make sure it passes.
After the address, Jones called the governor's tone on campaign contribution limits too strong, and Speaker Pro Tem Jason Smith, in effect, called Nixon a hypocrite for accepting donations much higher than the cap that used to exist. Governor Nixon also announced plans to cut 190 state jobs, which would include some layoffs, and he unveiled 4 proposed bond issues that would fund improvements to K-12 schools, college campuses, state parks, and the state's mental hospital at Fulton. Nixon says they would be paid for by reforming Missouri's system of tax credits. Lawmakers have until early May to pass the state budget. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
In his press conference after the State of the State, House Speaker Tim Jones expressed his doubts that the state would be able to roll back the Medicaid expansion if the federal government doesn't follow through with its promises. Jones was asked point blank, is he categorically ruling out a Medicaid expansion? After about 40 seconds of talking about concerns about the feds borrowing from other countries and about how the state would pay for its share of the expansion in the future, he got there.
I think our budget is going to likely not include that at this point. We're going to have to wait and see if there's any interest on this issue in the Senate. I won't blame them if they don't have any interest on it. I was hoping the governor would better explain how we might pay for this down the road. I'm more interested in Medicaid transformation.
which he describes as a proposal that doesn't expand Medicaid, but creatively goes after some of the federal money. At the exact same time that Jones was holding this press conference last night, KBIA's Intersection hosted a live show in the Capitol Rotunda discussing the governor's speech. Intersection's Reuben Stern hosted the panel, including State House reporter Phil Brooks, Democratic Representative Chris Kelly, and Republican Representative Caleb Jones. The first person you'll hear is Chris Kelly, and after Reuben's first question, you'll hear from Caleb Jones.
The speaker also said something that is very, very statesmanlike, and he said that he's not going to put his own political pressure, his thumb on the scale. He's going to allow the legislature to use its own intellect and political background and districts to decide how they're going to vote on this. Right. And that's hugely important and I think quite statesmanlike on the part of the speaker.
Okay, so what do you think is going to happen? How do you think this might, I know you don't have crystal balls, but where might this go? The governor wants to implement it as it's being suggested from the federal government. The budget is counting on a lot of federal dollars to come into the state to help do that. What do you think the chances of that happening are?
Well, I think first off, there is a lot of federal money at stake. Just like the governor said that we need to be wary that the federal government actually is capable of paying the state for that much money, and that if they don't, we have repercussions for that to actually make sure we aren't going into debt to provide Medicaid expansion. That being said, with this much money at stake, I think that we owe a duty to the taxpayers of Missouri to sit down and try to find a way to make sure that we bring those federal dollars into our state. At the same time, making sure that we have a viable program that will last past this 3 years whenever the federal money is gone or decreases, and the state's left with the bill.
Let's put the figure at the table of how much we're talking about. It's $1 billion a year.
Right.
But I got to tell you, you've got the major Republican business organizations, the Chamber of Commerce, endorsing this thing. I don't want to put an onus of Republicans being hostage to business, but I think it's difficult for Republicans when you have a unified business support for something of this magnitude for Republicans to say, no, we're not even going to consider it. I think Medicaid expansion has more viability than the stories you've read, heard out of here would suggest. The legislative leaders, I just asked the Senate President Pro Tem this evening, is Medicaid dead? And he went out of his way to say, no, not necessarily.
That's this week's Talking Politics. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening.